Hi, and welcome. You're listening to Doubt to Full Out, where I help you stop the excuses to activate full potential and walk confidently in your true purpose, maximizing impact and income to live full out. I'm your host, Lindsay Yeoman, entrepreneur, speaker, soon-to-be author, and coach. I have the humble honor to speak on this subject because not too long ago, I was stuck in decades of shame, fear, and self-doubt. I never thought my life had purpose beyond my family until God revealed the lies holding me back from His full purpose. I've learned how to not let past mistakes sabotage future success. And now I'm teaching others to overcome their own self-doubt, to walk in truth and success. Each week on the show, I'll share stories of my own journey and other incredible women who have pushed past the fear to live full out for Jesus and their purpose. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to my very first episode post-introduction of Doubt to Full Out. I'm going to start off today and give a little testimony of my story of faith, my story of finding Jesus, and a little bit of why I feel so called to start this podcast. You're going to hear a lot of raw vulnerability in this podcast episode after episode. And there's going to be times where I'm actually probably going to get a little uncomfortable talking about some of this stuff, but I know that the Lord is using my pain for purpose. Our biggest pain becomes our biggest passion, and using it for other people's good and His glory. He has shown me so much goodness through the healing process, and I want that for so many people. My heart is for women and mamas to hear this, for something to resonate each and every day, to give you hope, encouragement, to help you feel more confident in your business and in your life and in your relationships. We are going to be identifying limiting beliefs. We are going to be identifying lies from the enemy. We are going to be reframing all of that with truth from the Bible, from Scripture, who God says we are. It's going to get good, y'all. It's going to be a lot. It's going to get good. But what you should know about me and what you should expect on each episode going forward is you're going to hear women who have once upon a time believed the lies of self-doubt, but did not let them stop them from becoming who they are, from success, from impact. And I believe that by sharing these stories, it's going to help you see something of yourself in each story and say, wait a minute, if she can do that, I can do that too. So you're going to hear about my journey growing up in an abusive home, leaving that home at the age of 16, being so broken emotionally and spiritually through the journey, honestly, and to becoming who I am today, but really becoming who I am still becoming, because I believe that the healing process never truly ends this side of heaven, and I believe we're all still learning and healing. And it's sometimes a daily battle, if I'm being honest, because the devil, he doesn't like us getting closer to Jesus. He doesn't like us believing the truth over lies. So it's a daily battle, my friend. So be encouraged that if it feels like you're having good days and then you're like, well, what's happening? It's because the devil's fighting harder. He's fighting harder because he doesn't want you healing. He doesn't want you close to Jesus. So on the next episode, I'm going to be sharing with you guys one of my deepest limiting beliefs, how I recognized it, how I realized it, and how I fight that limiting belief, that lie, every single day with truth, how I reframe my brain. I'm going to be sharing that more in depth with you on the next episode. But I hid my past most of my adult life. Only up until recently, up until the last year or two, very few people knew the details of my childhood and my young adult life that followed as a result of being raised in that home that I left at the age of 16. I tried to stay in school, but as a result of my trauma and not really knowing the Lord, I sought so many ways to escape my pain, my hatred, my sadness. Unfortunately, I began escaping through abusing drugs and alcohol at the age of 16 that was readily available to me because I was basically bouncing from house to house, couch to couch, slept in my car. You know, I knew God. Well, I knew who God was. My mom was a Christian. Let's start there. My mom was a Christian. My grandparents took me to Sunday school. There were times when we would flee my very abusive home after my stepfather got drunk and passed out, that we would go to someone's, a church member's house, a friend's house, and they would take us to church. And I remember one time we went to this very energetic church and there was an altar call. You know, anyone who wants to be saved from hell, come to the front and repeat this prayer and be saved. I didn't want to go to hell. I was a child. I didn't want to go to hell. So I went to the front and I repeated that prayer. And so if you would have asked me back then, if I was a Christian, I would have told yes. Yes, because I didn't want to go to hell. And I prayed a prayer once. But I certainly did not have a relationship with Jesus. And I was so damaged emotionally, physically, mentally. And I tried to numb in so many ways. I had an eating disorder for many years. And our soul seeks Him. Our soul seeks fullness in Jesus. Like that emptiness that we're feeling, that big hole in our body, in our heart, in our stomach, that is our soul seeking Jesus. That emptiness that we feel can only be filled with Jesus. But of course, our flesh and our enemy tells us to fill it with everything else. Food, alcohol, scrolling on social media, whatever it may be. And so for me, I spent many years trying to ignore the trauma and the abuse, the trauma that lived inside of me, deeply inside of me, that literally affected pretty much every moment of every day. Like I thought I was fine. I was in control. I thought it was fine. I didn't realize how damaged I was inside. And I don't know if you've ever read the book, The Body Keeps Score, but let me tell you, the body holds on to that trauma, mama. And obviously, throughout my childhood, the devil, he started sowing lies in my brain at a very young age, as he does with most of us, because he wants us to believe his lies, not the truth of the Bible. And so how did I get here? How did I get to this place where I have a relationship with Jesus, where I know the word, where I'm able to recognize the devil's lies, right? The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to harm your relationships. So he tells us all these lies. So how did I get here? Well, my salvation story is kind of one out of a movie almost. And I've written a blog about it. And will be writing a book. I am writing a book. But my salvation story, husband and I, when we married at a very young age, I married my husband at, I was 21, maybe I just turned 22. Obviously, growing up the way I grew up, I did not have a healthy view on marriage. And I didn't know how to be loved. I didn't know how to let someone love me. And I certainly didn't know how to love. So, obviously, that creates a lot of problems in a marriage. So we separated. We had two daughters. They were very young, 1 and 3, and we actually divorced. And again, I would have told you I was a Christian, but I certainly did not have a relationship with Jesus. I did not know the word. I now realize I let the devil run my mind. One night, we were I was watching a movie. My daughters were upstairs asleep, and I was watching. Have you ever seen 13 Going on 30 with Jennifer Garner? I love her, by the way. Love Jennifer Garner. I was a big Alias fan. So I'm watching this movie, and I have a big glass of red wine beside me. It's Sunday night. My kids are upstairs sleeping. And there's a scene in the movie where Jennifer, she's 13, she magically turns 30, and she's living in the big city. She has this big corporate job, and she thinks she's got everything she wanted, right? She's like, I don't live at home anymore, and I'm a powerful adult. Well, then she realizes that being an adult is not all it's cracked up to be. It's a lot of stress. And she takes the train home to her parents. She's like, I want to be 13 again. I don't want to deal with this life. So she opens the door, her parents at home, she hides in the closet, and she just starts sobbing. She just starts bawling and sobbing. Her parents come home, they hear the noise, they open the door, and Jennifer falls into their arms, both of her parents, and they wrap their arms around her and they love her. And they're like, oh my goodness, what's wrong, honey? What's wrong? We're here. You're okay. You're safe. What's wrong? And I just started sobbing. I absolutely just fell to my knees in my living room floor and I just started sobbing. It's all I ever wanted in my life was to feel like that child who felt safe and protected and loved. And I looked at the picture on the wall of my two daughters and I just started sobbing uncontrollably. What have I done, Lord? What have I done? All I ever wanted was to give them the life that I never had. All I ever wanted was my two children to feel loved and safe and protected and have a home with two happy, loving parents. What have I done? Because now we're divorced. We're divorced. And their dad lives in Chicago. And I live here in South Carolina with them. And Jesus immediately, he came to my living room. He comes to us in our darkest hour and our darkest time. He saves us. And little did I know, there were these amazing, incredible women in my life at the time that God had placed as angels in my life who were praying for me, who were praying hard for me every single day. They were praying daily. My mom was praying, and that prayer works. Mamas, I'm telling you right now, if you have someone that you are praying for, do not stop. It works. Keep praying for that person that you love. And I started praying a prayer of forgiveness. Like, God, forgive me. Forgive me for everything. Forgive me of how I have lived my life. Forgive me of how I have lived my life, not for you, but for me, for my flesh, for my purpose. Forgive me for all of my many, many, many sins. Forgive me for the way that I have been living my life and change my life. I want to live my life for you and you only. Like, it was this powerful feeling. I can still feel it right now, you guys, the emotion. Like, it was this powerful, immense feeling of like, I only want you, Jesus. I only want God. Like, I only want to live for you. Change my life. Change everything about me. Change everything. Like, I want to give my daughters love, happy home. And boy, oh boy, God answered that prayer. And God, he came to me in my darkest hour and wrapped his arms around me, like the parents in that movie. And he changed me and he saved me. And that's when I began my relationship with Jesus. It wasn't easy. I mean, the devil doesn't want that. And I cried and prayed on my living room floor for about 2 hours that night. And I went to bed completely emotionally drained. And I woke up the next morning and everything felt different. Everything felt changed. Truly, like my soul was seeking Jesus. I remember getting in the car, I took my kids to school, and I got in the car, and I think it was a Justin Timberlake song that came on. No offense to JT. I love some JT. I want to go see JT in concert this summer. But my soul was seeking Jesus. And that's not what I wanted to hear that mo in that moment. And I didn't even know, I did not even know that Christian radio stations existed. And I started changing the dial, and a song came on, and it was praise and worship music. And I was like, wait a minute, is this a Christian song? And that's all I began to listen to. I am not going to sit here and say that I became this perfect person with with no problems and no troubles and no sin, because that is not how that went down. That is not how that happened. But my soul finally started seeking the only thing that could truly fill the void, the emptiness inside of me. And it was a long road and a long path to healing and forgiveness. And y'all, I'm still on it. I'll probably be on it to the day that I die, because unfortunately, I don't believe we are fully healed on this side of heaven. But it is a path that I do not walk alone. It is a path that I walk with Jesus every single day. So let's just get to the end of that story. So we were divorced, and you know what? I'm actually going to share the rest of this story on another podcast episode. You'll see why real soon. The path and the healing and the forgiveness that I have endured over the last 10 years is why I'm sharing this podcast with you, because I want the same for you. I want you to heal. I want you to forgive. And I want you to recognize and realize that the lies that you're hearing every day. Well, let me back up. I want you to recognize and realize that the excuses that we make of busyness and other excuses, they are stopping us from being our best self. They're stopping us from our purpose. They're stopping us from our impact in business, but also in life and also in relationships. And it's because of fear. It's all rooted in fear, which is because of self-doubt, which is because of limiting beliefs, which are lies from the enemy. And so I'm going to walk through more episodes each week with you guys, more of my story, more of my limiting beliefs. So I hope you'll join me every week as I bring you stories of my journey and bring you stories from other women. I'm going to be bringing on some incredible, amazing women, interviewing women, glass ceiling shattering women who have not let fear and self-doubt, they have identified it. That is the biggest hurdle right there, mamas. You have to identify where your self-doubt is coming from so that you can eliminate it, so that you can reframe your brain for truth and step into the success that you want, the success that you desire, the impact, the income, all of the things. But you've got to stop self-sabotaging yourself with doubt and fear and shame. It's all from the enemy. So to hear the end of the story, you'll have to come back and keep listening. And I'll be sharing much more. Thanks for listening today. Hope to see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Doubt to Full Out. One thing that would really help get this show to the ears of more women who need to listen is for you to rate and leave a comment on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. That truly helps reach and serve more women. Also, be sure to link up with me on Instagram, and please share this podcast with anyone you think might enjoy it. If you have a story to share or would like to be on the show, hop to the link in show notes to submit your story. Until next week, my hope for you is that you begin to uncover the lies of self-doubt so that you can live full out. When you commit to the journey, it changes everything.